My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Day off or something like that. So it's that fifth start that they get the opener. The Tigers have basically been doing this with three open starts for 2 months.
Yeah, it's been wild.
I just wonder if that's going to be mimicked at all, and maybe teams will have three solid starters, or maybe they're just looking for four starters and then they have no problem going with the opener for the fifth one because that's just how it's absorbed. It's keeps your guys fresher.
The last 30 games, the Tigers are winning at a 600 percentage clip, and only two MLB teams. Oh, I'm sorry. And are number two in MLB, and only two AL teams are at 500. Another one here. This is the fakest run ever. It's not even worth talking about because they aren't going to do it. The three back is effectively four because of the season series with the Twins. I mean, yes,
was
they
that
do
Rico?
Not.
Who said that?
Yeah, signed Rico Beard. The thing about this is, yeah, the Twins hold the tiebreaker. They do. But if there's a third team involved, it's a different tiebreaker. Totally. So, and right now, who knows what's going to happen? And okay, so they're four back.
Okay, so play better baseball than the Twins.
Yeah, they've got work to do. I mean, even three back is a lot to make up in 18 games. But
yeah, this is not shooting fish in a barrel.
No, this is
not
easy.
They got a lot of baseball to play, and they got to do their part and win games.
This person can choose not to pay attention. That's perfectly fine. You can do whatever you want.
You can choose not to like sex.
There's.
I mean, why not get in? Why not enjoy it? I never understood this. No, they don't have a. Why? Why say that? Why not just.
You know what's funny?
Flip on the TV tonight, turn on the radio, listen to the Tigers, and enjoy this. Go down to Comerica Park. Why not?
Certainly there is a decent amount of homerism involved in probably 10 to 2. We don't mind admitting it. We love rooting for our teams and having fun with it. And are we early sometimes to. Because here's what Gator and I do a lot. When things are bad, we're trying to figure out how they can get better. What's the path to a better place? Mm-hmm. And if you're well below 500, what's the path to 500? And when you're at 500, what's the path to being above 500? And when you're three games back, what's the path to catching Minnesota? So you could call it fake all you want, and we can lean into it all we want. I don't understand. Well, I mean, I guess unless you're like a Twins fan or a Kansas City fan or a Boston fan and you want to see the Tigers fail, I don't understand what harm there is in enjoying this because, believe me, over the last few weeks when they were 6.5 back, 5.5 back, 4.5 back, 5 back, we got more of this than we got people liking it. We got more of this kind of response. I don't know why you're getting fired up. And now they're three games back. Okay, so, you know, it just keeps getting better and better. It's not getting worse. Could it turn in? Of course the carriage could turn into a pumpkin. We're talking about a lot of guys without a track record, and we're talking about a ton of timely hitting and an absolute Houdini trick with the pitching. But, yeah, okay, so they are effectively four games back. All right.
Cool.
Yeah.
But you know
also,
what?
Also close.
I mean, honestly, as a fan, or maybe this is just the way I'm looking at it. I'm not looking at the Twins. I'm looking at Kansas City. I want to catch Kansas City.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'd like to catch Cleveland.
But that's the
Cleveland.
Thing. Okay, so that's, sure, but mathematically,
They Cleveland do have the three games.
Yeah, Cleveland might be too far out because they're, I think, 8.5 back of Cleveland. Yeah. But they are, what, 6 back of Kansas City? Is it 6 or 5.5, whatever it is?
They're 5.5.
5.5 back of Kansas City. And as you mentioned, they still have a few games against Kansas City. I want to catch them because it makes Minnesota irrelevant. Like, yeah, okay, let's pass them, but I want to catch Kansas City.
Here's one. The Tigers have 9 games between Kansas City and Baltimore. How do you call that easy? It's relative to everybody else. It's
because the other nine games they have on the schedule are Colorado. Yeah. And
so the teams that
Tampa.
The Tigers are chasing, Boston has 4 games with the Yankees, 3 with the Twins, 2 with Baltimore. Those are tougher games across the board than what Detroit has. Minnesota has 4 with Cleveland, 3 with Baltimore, 3 with Boston. Kansas City has 2 with the Yankees, 3 with Atlanta, 3 with Detroit. Detroit does have those games that are tough. They're definitely tough. But they also have 3 with the Sox, 3 with Colorado, and 3 with Tampa. When you add it all up, okay, the totality of everyone's schedule the rest of the way, and Detroit's skewed a little bit because of the 3 games with the Sox, but that's 3 games with the Sox that everybody else has already banked. They've already banked all their White Sox wins. We have not. We still get 3 more. And they got to win all 3. But that's why, relative to everyone else, Detroit's schedule that is in this chase, they don't get the 3 games against the White Sox.
I know you guys' answer on this one, but because I think you guys are all in, both you guys, right? Hey, playoff chase, let's yep. get this. You're excited, must-win games, watching every night. Do you think some people are held back a little bit because it's almost like, is management all in, though? Like, and I'm talking like, is this like a Major League Baseball issue? Like, the players are clearly trying to win every game out there, you know? But what signs have they shown? Like, Skubal needs to be starting every 5 days.
Without a rest,
you
know?
Yeah. Like, they need to be like, what moves are you making right now so, that tells you every game is must win because we're so close?
It would be nice to see them move Skubal's start up to tomorrow because he'd be going on full rest. And while it wouldn't increase the number of starts he has the rest of the way, it would mean one of his starts comes against Baltimore instead of the White Sox.
Okay, I get that. And I'm look on the outside looking in, normally I would say, yeah, well, let's get him more starts. Let's do this. But is AJ Hinch earned the pass at this point? However you want to work your rotation, you do it
it's
worked. It's almost like it's blasphemous to say and suggest anything other than what AJ Hinch is going to do.
He's doing really well.
I understand that.
Yes, yeah. AJ Hinch has earned some capital to be able to say, no, I'm going to play this out the way I want to play this out. But yes.
So write this question down for Cookies and Jansen to ask AJ Hinch.
Well, they have him on Thursday, and they'd have to start Skubal tomorrow.
No, that's obviously.
But it you know, there's a little bit of that going on. There's a little bit of, you know, I'm kind of trusting what they've done has worked so well.
It's been amazing.
Yeah. Now, if this comes back to burn them in any way, like if they lose an extra Baltimore game and it costs them in the end, you know, I wish they really had Skubal for that game. But hey, it's I can't even
I
believe we're
be playing that game.
I can't even believe we're getting to talk about this, to be honest
well,
with you.
This is kind of crazy, but this is what's happened here. And where are they going to be a week from now?
I mean, it could go. Just take care of business tonight.
Yeah.
Take care of business tonight against Colorado.
One at a time. Only one game at a time, guys.
That's what I'm going to do. I've come up with a new saying here.
Yeah.
Let's play them one at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a new, fresh way of approaching things.
Yeah, but you want them to do everything they can to win that one game at a time is the point, you know? Of course.
But there's that balance. There's that balance with treating every game like it's a 7th game of the World Series versus, okay, we have 18 games in the regular season left. I got to manage this. I've got pitchers that are going into territory they've never been before. I've got guys that are, you know, everybody's dealing with injuries this part in the season. You do treat things differently in September than you would in June.
248-539-9797, Paul in Clinton Township. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
You know, just my opinion and maybe a little insight. I think, you know, when you read a lot of different things on the boards and stuff on the internet and whatnot, that last caller or the texter that said this was a fake thing, a lot of people become so invested in their own opinion of things and when they've taken on to the negative and they're hating on Harris and hating on Hinch and calling him a terrible manager for so long and they're playing poorly, they become so invested, I think, in their own opinion that when the table turns, some people aren't just able to switch and enjoy it like, you know, you guys are saying. They're so invested in that opinion that they almost sit there, and this guy sounds like one of those people that just sits there and roots for their opinion as opposed to the team that they're actually supposed to be a fan of.
Paul, I'm not sure where you get your insight from, but it's 100% on. Absolutely, yeah, you are 100% right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right.
And it happens in every sport, okay?
It happens in everything, right now, by the way. It's not just sports. It happens in everything. People root 100%. For, they root so when they want their people, own opinion, yeah.
Like, if you read all the different pages on, you know, on the internet, Facebook, all that stuff that follow the team, there are so many dudes that were so invested in how terrible of a manager A.J. Hinch was, they've all gone into witness protection and are gone right now. You don't hear from them until they lose a game where a reliever gives up a run in the 14th inning, and now all of a sudden they pop out of their hole and say, oh, see, A.J. should have gone with this guy or that guy. That last texter sounds like one of those types of dudes.
Paul, I couldn't agree more. And, hey, I invite them all. It's God, life is so much less stressful if you just can admit you're wrong every once in a while.
Just enjoy the ride. Yeah. It's kind of like in the movie Major League.
Yeah.
When they get on that winning streak in the second half of the season, they really start playing well. And the manager said, we have 2 or 3 potential all-stars in this team. And they're talking about how well they're playing. And more people are showing up to the games to watch the Cleveland Indians at the time play. And then you get the one guy in the crowd or one guy in the factory or whatever, and they're talking about it. And he goes, they're still crappy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.